a gullet, is you? Namby-pamby bloody doctors. You give me my pipe and my whiskey, I wouldn't be here now. Veggie diet and bloody muesli dripping down my front. Bit of pork or a slab of beef wouldn't go amiss, I can tell you.
Haltet ihn im Bett. Ist nicht fit in diesem Zustand aufzustehen und herumzulaufen. Die Infusionen unseres Bergelixiers waren offensichtlich erfolgreich. Jedoch nach drei zuerst erfolglosen Versuchen muss er jetzt rasten. Und er tue genau das, was wir ihm sagen, oder?
I need to finish my bloody book, you imbeciles. Only two chapters and I'm done. And you can give me all the green tea and lentils you want. And bring me my whiskey with no quinine in it.
Ranting and raving again, is he? He's a nice enough chap in his own way. Just flies off the handle from time to time. Just usually every 5 minutes. Gets particularly shitty when he can't find his manuscripts and pen. Oh yeah, just meant to finish these memoirs or whatever they are. A silly old bugger caught malaria out in India keeping tabs on old, what's his name? Gandhi. And he's never been quite right since.
His family sent him here for a quiet recovery. We do the finest work in Switzerland at the Kurhaus. Of course, the Kur cannot always be guaranteed, especially as we don't have the funds that we need in these difficult years. The Kurhaus becomes the Poorhaus.
We should get him out into the sunshine. Let him breathe some of our reinvigorating alpine air.
What's to become of old Teddy then? He needs to drink his cod liver oil, full of vitamin D. Goes through you like a dose of salts.
Mitchell left this in the cupboard. Not exactly your alpine horn, but could be useful to try and wake the walking dead around here.
Thank you.
our farmhouse is. It's us, and they challenge him first. Well, we pinch him of a cherry and drink. Suck his ring, his plug, where this earth, this town, this age, and a burial ground to fill. Our cups, the dog around, our cups, the boring tides. Our cups, the luggage, kids, and sunscreen, mounted mortgage, and dreams of dying. Our cups, the dog around, our cups, the boring tides. Our cups, the boring tides.
oyster boy, happy in my homely way. But if you lived upon the edge of floating harbour, salty spray, mere miles beyond the town where engineers gave timely birth to ships and launched them down a winding Avon, out onto the Irish Sea, you too might hold the hopes of men resigned at home with book and pen.
Then you sit and we plow the old fields under. 7 feet and a quarter inch broad plans to steal the thunder. 100 pigs and 36 cent pennies to make the maker. As back off to the low class, the same as the company undertaker. Broadcast the island engineer, God bless his employees. Distance screaming, furnace busting, place from where you come. Raising speed and pink heads, turn his fish turn white.
Oh, the brick is good, it's hot drip, it's a safety guide.
Passenger wagons from Paddington to Bristol's tiny blue.
Up to break the waves with 1,000 horses, turn the journey through.
Why cast in an engineer, half blessed in part? It's too steaming, furnace busting, blaze the way in car. But there's money left from way up north at the hand of the final club.
The right new wave was a standard gauge, 4'8½.
And rolling out across all Europe, across the Manhattan Empire world.
Keep the image of speed with the engines on, the full brains that unfurled.
Arctic palaces and main streets stand lofty and serene. Home to the maker and his last few miles to spleen and so green. Our cast in iron and sheer complexes in part. Piston screaming, furnace busting, blaze the way car. Our cast in iron and engineer, complexes in part. Piston screaming, furnace busting, blaze the way car.
Very much indeed. Good evening. Nice to see you. A little smattering there from the new album, Homo Erraticus. I don't know about you, but I'm jet-lagged to buggery. It's all right. You've been here longer than I have. Give it a week or two. You'll be feeling fine. Now we're going to retrace our steps across that slippery pathway back to times gone by, back to 1972 when Jethro Tull first visited Sydney, Australia. And we followed the fortunes of one young laddie by the name of Gerald Bostock. Just look how things turned out.
Mr. Bostock, is it? Come on in, have a seat. Just get back to quiet in your
Mr. Bostock,
Mr. Bostock, I've got the dosage on your prescription and Dr. Quag will see you now. Please go through.
Ah, come in, come in. Nice to see you. So, tell me, Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Gerald, do you? Good, good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? Was it when you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, too. Good, good.
Really don't mind if you sit this once. My words cut a whisper, your death is patient. I may make you feel that I can't make you think. Yes, burns in the guts, hurt your love's in a sink. Saw your eyes half over the fields, and you make all your animal deep heels, and your wise men don't know how to be. To be pink as a brick.
All right.
Yeah, the sand has flushed its rocks with the wind. In the tide of this trust and the moral belief. The lasting retreat brings a close and free. At the last payment covers the newfangled way. When you snooze hard at the fields, and your sons can't scramble in the field, and your wives can't tell them how it feels to be thick as a brick. The love that I feel is so far away. I'm a bad dream that a chance. Well, if you shake your head, sad as a shame.
Black curtains that shut out my whole truth.
Spin me down the long ages, bend and sing the song. Thank you.
on the water as the sun plays on the infantry returning from the sea. The doom and the finger, no allowance for the other, as the failing light illuminates the mercenaries' greed. The whole fire burning, the kettle almost boiling, but the master of the house is far away.
The ice is stamping, the wine breath is cloudy, and the sharp and frosty morning of the day.
As the poet moves his bed, while the soul leaves his door, and he is from the family. By the sea, he dares the dark tide. And once the falls of the yeah, yeah, yeah,
contemplates the milking girl whose offer is his meat.
The young men of the household have all gone into service and are not to be expected for a year.
The innocent young master lost the behalf of master as part of the plan to change the man he sees.
As the poet the pen, while the soldier lifts his sword. The star of the family is holding with authority. Nothing from the trust to see. He challenges the plan. He puts him in the path.
Thank you.
got to be him. And if you hear yourself sing the song, do you want to be him? No one to help you cannot speak. And the world will send you the way I'll be.
Phoebe, my favourite violin player.
I was calling for a chat. I'm so bored, the baby won't stop crying, Gavin's at work. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but this is a bad time to call. We're in the middle of a concert at the moment. Tell you what, call me back in 2 minutes on Skype with your fiddle.
I see you shuffle in the courtroom with your apron on your fingers and your dirty little stylus and your silver buckle shoes. Laying at the fireplace, you follow the example of a comic paper idol who lets you mend the thank you.
Draw your highest house over the fields, and to mate all your animal tails, and to wise men tell know how it feels to be fake.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you. Figures of Rick Air for 1972. Then I asked myself, what might have become of young Gerald Bostock as a grown-up, as a middle-aged man, and came to the conclusion it could have been lots of things. He might have been one of those investment bankers we love to hate. This is from the follow-up album, 40 years later, from Figures of Rick 2, Banker Bets and Banker Wins.
Thank you.
Back in or around 1976 or 75, 76, I can never remember these things. But behind me, it'll all be displayed. The clock never lies. Concert in two halves, and we're coming to the end of the first half now, and then you can all head off for a welcome 20 minutes of relieving those aging bladders. I think this is for you, not for me. I have a 67-year-old bladder of steel.
piece of music to finish the first half, written long before Jethro Tull began, either the band or the agricultural inventor. This was written by J.S. Bach back in the 17th century. Based on a courtly French dance called the Bourrée. Thank you.
Ian on the bass guitar. Thanks very much. We'll be back in about 15 minutes for the rest of the best of Jethro Tull.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, that was With You There to Help Me from the Benefit album back in 1970. Before that, Living in the Past from 1969. Well, you know what they say, the old ones are the old ones. Jumping ahead now to something a little more recent, a little more up to date. This one was recorded in the final few months of 1969. It's a piece called Sweet Dream. You know, it has really quite a cute little video on the beginning. And the observant amongst you may notice that for some weird reason, Quasimodo seems to be sporting a Rolex Cosmograph wristwatch. Weird. Weird as shit.
Thank you. like a mind in a coma. Strange pain, you know it's time to understand. A lump of impossible.
Thank you very much, Sweet Three.
Ah, now being a kindly, a welcoming, avuncular old chap, I thought what would be nicer than to invite young Ryan O'Donnell over here to pick a song, anything of his choosing from the early Jethro Tull catalogue that he would most like to sing. And bugger me stiff with a red-hot poker, but he came out with a teacher.
Oh, teacher, no.
Teacher? Yeah.
No, really?
I like it.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Shit.
Well, if you promise to do the crazed hippie dance in the middle.
Oh, well, give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. Well, teacher, it has to be.
drinking and buying very fast. I try to socialize, but I can't see the fine. What I was looking for has something on my mind.
Hey ho, 1973, that was a weird year, a year in which it seems, looking back on it, that almost single-handedly I brought crashing to its knees that genre of music known as prog rock. Because in that year, the critics of the time decided that the new Jethro Tull album was a right stinker, that I had taken a step too far. Looking back on it, you know, I only have one thing to say to those critics. You were pretty much spot on, really. But this is a favourite bit of mine, which is indeed on the subject of criticism, a piece from Passion Play. It's called Critique Oblique.
I'm telling you how I'm so afraid.
thanks very much for the leg, Sir Baird, and the infamous passion play. 77, the year in which Jethro Tull is thought of as having become briefly a folk rock band, mainly on account of the lyrics in this being redolent of all things green and pastoral back in England's pleasant land. This is the title track from the 1977 album called Songs from the World.
Let me bring you songs from the world. Poppies, hedges, roses, fill this time.
To heal the wound and still all the pain.
They're friends again and again.
As we track down every love slain.
Life's one celebration is here. I'll toast you all in. I am the cross of bacon mail, a singer of all these laser skies, with kitchen rolls and guns.
Thank you.
wire, the two strands powered by wire. Lady Piper, how the harmless sound. Just shouting down there, I'm a fanny flower. Down a line where the sweet stream will run. Now, hey, my give me common sense. That's the one I'm chasing. I was a rich man before yesterday. Now all I have got is a check and a pick up. And I left my heart on the freeway. Says he built an airport on the south side. So I go to factory on the east. And a big road as he threw it off a fanny wound. A hot machine parts his plan for the fairy maze. Maze came and gave Collins kiss. That's not what I'm facing. I was a rich man before yesterday. Now all I have got is a broken down pickup truck. Last night my car was a freeway.
Your poor old salad
You see, it's only me. Ah, you know it. Only a me.
Expensive eBay nightshirt on bass guitar from Bristol in England, David Goodyear. On drums, Wing and a Prayer from Bristol in England, Scott Hammond. Take the elevator right to the 23rd floor with Hammond organ, piano and accordion from Liverpool, via Bristol in England. It's John O'Hara. Hailing from Rosenheim, Bavaria, in the foothills of the Alps, the man with the slippery fingers, Dr. Florian Buchbinder Opali. Born in Halifax, Yorkshire, in England, actor, singer, and costume case rummager, Ryan O'Donnell. Did I mention Alpine Horn? From Dunfermline, Edinburgh, Blackpool, and London, Colonel Ernest T. Parrott, otherwise known as Ian Anderson.
No way to slow down.
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 No way to slow down.